Ever get that feeling like, you know, you're peeking behind the curtain? That's what we're doing today, but instead of a stage, it's the mind of David Lynch.
And not the Twin Peaks Lynch we know.
Right.
This is different. Like, he took all those weird anxieties we have about, you know, technology and just, like, cranked it up to 11.
It's Intuition, his unpublished manuscript, by the way, and it's a wild ride.
Oh, absolutely.
So, picture this. A world with cattle cloning, but not the way you'd think. It's all about growing individual organs, and our main man, David Peterson, thinks he's solved world hunger.
Yeah, about that.
But what he's really created is straight up nightmare fuel.
And the way Lynch describes it, the smells, the sounds, it's like you're right there in the lab, only it feels more like a butcher shop.
Totally. It makes you think twice about, like, how far is too far, you know?
And David, the scientist, he starts to realize this. He's like, whoa, I never meant for it to go down like this. Good intentions gone bad.
Big time. But here's where it gets even more Lynchian, folks. David jumps headfirst into this radical new field, gray matter cognition, trying to map and literally replicate memories.
And he's using organic gate computing. It's like growing computer chips out of living tissue.
Hold up, organic gates. Can we break that down a bit? What are we talking about here exactly?
So instead of silicon and wires, you have neurons, synapses, all working together like a brain, but artificially.
Whoa. So he's not just building a faster computer, he's trying to recreate the human mind.
Exactly. And that's where things get really interesting. Because as David dives deeper, experimenting on himself even, his grip on reality starts to slip. Deja vu, racing thoughts.
Wait, so he's a guinea pig in his own mad scientist experiment?
Pretty much. And Lynch, he doesn't hold back. David's hearing conversations twice. He's paranoid. It's like his mind is short-circuiting past, present, future, all blurring together.
And then, boom, he holes up on Moonbase Dark, this creepy abandoned outpost, trying to escape his own mind, right?
You'd think so. But it gets even weirder. David starts talking about this lunar interference, like the moon is messing with his research, his mind. It's like he's teetering on the edge of a total breakdown.
But he's not totally alone, right? That's where Jill comes in.
Jill. She's the one trying to make sense of it all, like a detective.
Except the clues are David's increasingly strange messages.
And get this, not just messages. David's left behind these bizarre drawings. Like blueprints, but for something else.
Ooh, okay. This is getting good.
There's one, a sphere with webs inside. And these two cones almost touching. It's like he's trying to map out some hidden dimension.
Classic Lynch. Visually stunning, but also kind of creepy.
Totally. And this is where he starts messing with our heads about time. See, this drawing, it's not just a cool image. It's David's concept of the circuit of life.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Lay it on me. What's the circuit of life?
Imagine a battery, right? Positive and negative. David thinks our lives are like that, a cycle of energy.
So we're born with, like, empty batteries, eager to learn, experience things.
And as we age, that flips. Minds are full, but the body starts to wind down. Like those two cones, always pushing and pulling against each other.
Whoa. So our understanding of time, our now, it's always changing.
Exactly. Now is powerful, David says in the manuscript, but it shifts with every single experience. Like trying to hold on to a single frame in a movie, but the film keeps rolling.
And those organic gates he's working with, they're pushing him further down the rabbit hole.
Absolutely. But there's another layer to all of this. It's not just about David and his unraveling. The government's been watching.
Oh, here comes the conspiracy.
Right. They've been monitoring his research, even built their own facility based on it. They call it Eden.
Eden? Seriously? Subtle?
Not at all. This is where David's organic gate tech gets scary. Think DNA manipulation on a massive scale, controlling thoughts through something called gravity waves.
Wait, gravity waves? Like the science-y thing?
Yeah, but Lynch takes it to a whole other level. Imagine a technology that can tap into space-time itself and literally manipulate your mind.
That's some next-level dystopian stuff right there. So what are Jill and David supposed to do? They can't just fight the government with, like, good vibes and positive affirmations.
No, they're definitely out of their depth. But David, he warned Jill about messing with the past, said it could have disastrous consequences, maybe even erase them from existence.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's a pretty big risk. So what do they do? Do they try to stop it all?
That's the million-dollar question. Do they fix things, knowing it could backfire, or just brace themselves for whatever's coming?
So last we left our intrepid heroes, they were staring down some seriously bad choices. Mess with time, maybe unravel reality, or Let the government keep playing puppet master with humanity.
And this is where Lynch goes full-on philosophical. It's less about the science, more about, like, fate, free will.
Because they go back in time to confront John the Prophet.
That's right.
Yeah, but it's not what you think. See, John's not getting divine visions. He's picking up garbled messages from the future.
From Eden, the government facility.
Bingo. So basically, the government's trying to rewrite history, and John's interpreting it as prophecy. Talk about controlling the narrative.
Wow. But that's heavy stuff, right? If they stop him, aren't they messing with free will just as much?
Exactly. That's the dilemma Lynch throws at us. Is it ever okay to change someone's perception, even if it saves them from something worse?
No easy answers there. So what happens? Do they try to talk to John?
David tries to plant seeds of doubt, to break through the government's control, you know? But it backfires big time.
Backfires how? What does the timeline, like, explode?
Think more like a temporal ripple effect. This massive surge of energy throws David and Jill's craft into another time jump.
Another one. Okay, where do they end up now?
Not another dimension this time. This time, it's Earth, but way back. Primeval forest, creatures straight out of prehistory.
Whoa, even for Lynch, that's a curveball. So they're in the Stone Age, then what?
They're not alone. Someone's watching them from the trees. A Neanderthal.
Seriously, he sends them back to the dawn of humanity. Why? What's the point?
I think Lynch is saying, look, every choice, it doesn't just echo through time, it ripples through human evolution itself.
So even being there with their tech, their knowledge, they're already changing the course of history.
And that's where he leaves us, hanging, no answers, just that final image, full of possibility, but also like a warning.
Man, that's intuition for you. A wild ride, but it makes you think a lot.
It does. Makes you question everything you thought you knew about technology, progress, what it means to be human.
Well, that's our deep dive into the mind of David Lynch, everyone. Thanks for joining us.
And until next time, keep asking the big questions and don't be afraid to explore the unknown, even if it gets a little weird.